Hey guys, welcome to my podcast. My prayer is that you are encouraged, transformed, and equipped through each episode.
Hi everybody, welcome to the Patty Valenzuela podcast. I'm glad that you guys are tuning in from wherever you are watching, perhaps on YouTube, or maybe you're on Spotify, Apple, iTunes, or from wherever it is that you are listening. We are so glad that you have tuned in today. And I wanted to come to you out of 2 Timothy chapter 2. And I'm going to read to you a scripture because I feel that it's really key to give you that second wind or push, if you will. Something that we need to know. Sometimes the strategies of the enemy, we don't understand them, or we don't know what he's doing sometimes. And we think that it's us, or we're feeling things, or we're thinking things, when in reality, it's really a demonic attack trying to stop people from advancing. And so in a time where people are being transformed, and it's a really incredible season where people are being changed and transformed, and they're deciding to go from one place to the next, it's important to know the things that rise up against us during that time. So 2 Timothy says it like this in verse 1, 2, and 3, and it says, "You then, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus, and the things you have heard me say in the presence of many witnesses, and trust to reliable people who will also be qualified to teach others." Verse 3, it says, "Join with me in suffering like a good soldier of Christ. No one serving as a soldier gets entangled in civilian affairs, but rather tries to please his commanding officer." It says, "Similarly, anyone who competes as an athlete does not receive the victor's crown except by competing according to the rules." But I'm going to land in verse 4. And then it says, "No one serving as a soldier gets entangled in civilian affairs, but rather tries to please his commanding officer." So it says, we don't get entangled in civilian affairs. You know, we have got a race to run. So I'm talking to everybody that's being transformed. I'm talking to everybody that wants change in their lives. I'm talking to those of you that are saying, God is really working in my heart, changing my mind. I feel like God is really not necessarily pushing, but encouraging me and challenging me to go to this next phase in my life, where perhaps I used to think this way for so many years, and God now is challenging me to think another way. Transformation of the heart. Transformation of even your mind, your life, your actions, all of those wonderful things, because the Bible says that we are called to be transformed. And oftentimes when we are being transformed, one of the things that we fail to realize is that we don't get caught up in civilian affairs. And one of the things that we don't realize oftentimes is that we get caught up in civilian affairs. We get stuck and we never really make it to the other side. So I want to help you by identifying some of the things that the enemy uses to try to keep you from getting to the other side. The other side of what? The other side of the victory. To the other side, meaning continue to be transformed. The other side, meaning you're not that person anymore. You're being transformed. You're being changed. Transformation is a process. But sometimes when we decide to change, when we say, "God, I don't want to be that same person," the enemy doesn't quite like that. So I love what Timothy says. He says, don't get caught up in civilian affairs. In other words, we have a goal in mind, and your goal is to continue to change. Your goal is to continue to transform. What is your goal? To continue to be who God called you to be. What is your goal? To continue to grow in God. The Bible says that Jesus grew in stature, in grace, in love, in faith. We are called to grow. Anything that doesn't grow is sick. Anything that doesn't grow is not healthy. So you have to know and continue to grow and know the strategies of the enemy and what he is using to try to hinder, to stop, and to try to oppose whatever it is and wherever it is that God is taking you to, which is that transformation. So one of the enemies that the enemy will use, one of the enemies or strategies that the enemy will use to try to stop you and hinder you, is intimidation. Hear me. I want you to understand what intimidation does. Intimidation, whenever we are learning something new, whenever we are moving towards and we make a decision that we are going to learn, that we are going to grow, that we are going to be better people, whenever we make a decision that we are going to learn more about the things of God, we're going to grow more, we're going to be transformed more, there's attacks that begin to rise, attacks of accusation, attacks of confusion, attacks of condemnation, to make you feel confused and make you feel things like, this is not for me. This is too hard. I won't be able to. Will I be able to make it? Will I stay the same? Maybe you're making a transformation of body. Maybe you're making a transformation of soul, spirit, mind, will, emotions. Whatever it may be, you have to know that one of the strategies of your enemy to stop you, he doesn't like advancement. He doesn't mind you going to church. He minds when you start to move forward. He doesn't mind you opening up your Bible occasionally. What he minds is whenever there is movement, whenever there is change, whenever there is transformation. So if you are on the road to transformation, you're on the road to becoming better, hear me. Sometimes the spirit of intimidation would rise up. And like a bully, he will try to condemn. He will try to stick his fingers in all kinds of situations and things in your life to try to intimidate you some form, fashion. So you've got to know, how do you combat that? How do you overcome that? Now, remember and keep in mind that the enemy will attack, and he always tries to aim three areas in your life. He's always going to come to your mind. He's always going to attack your heart, and he's going to attack your strength. And so those are the three areas you need to watch out for. You need to guard your mind. You need to guard your thought life in a season of transformation. In a time where you are changing, in a time where you say, I'm not going back here, I'm going to move forward. And that is when the enemy begins to rise. So he comes through a spirit of intimidation. He begins to intimidate you. He begins to bring confusion. He tries to bring all kinds of thoughts and telling you that it's impossible, that it's too hard. And really the point and the purpose of all intimidation is really to try to paralyze you, to cause you to pause again, to cause you to stop again. But you are not a people, the Bible says, that retreat. You are not a people that go back. You are a people that finish the race. You are a people that finish what you start. Just like the God that you serve, he finishes everything that he started. You are a people that finish the race. You are a people that overcome. So I want to encourage every single person that is on the journey of transformation. Do not allow intimidation to come and try to take you out. Do not allow a thought to try to come in and tell you otherwise. You will overcome and you will come out on the other side. If God spoke something to your heart to change, to transform, it is only because that God, the Almighty God, our Father in heaven, is going to give us the strength. He's going to give us the grace to be able to endure to get to the other side. Overcome intimidation. That's what I want to say to you today. Overcome any form of intimidation. Identify when you feel that intimidation, because that intimidation is going to try to cause a pause in your life. Those words, it's like the enemy barking. It's like a dog that barks a bark, but he's really truly scared of your transformation. That's all that is about. So I'm coming to you today. I want you to overcome all intimidation. Keep in mind, he's going to attack the mind. He's going to attack the heart, because out of the heart, there's the wellspring of life flows out of the heart. He's going to try to attack your strength so that you don't have the strength and the stamina to get up. But he can only attack that which is allowed to be attacked. Do not allow him to intimidate you. Do not allow him to be a bully in front of you to try to intimidate you that you can't. Whatever it is God has asked you to do, you can do it and you can overcome it. He says there, Timothy tells us, he said, we don't get caught up in civilian affairs. Don't get caught up in what you're seeing. Don't get caught up in what you haven't seen manifested. Don't get caught up in civilian affairs. Keep your eyes on Jesus. Do not get distracted. Keep your eyes on the mark. Like a good soldier, the Bible says, you are a soldier of Christ. Do not get caught up and entangled in civilian affairs is what we're finding here in 2 Timothy. That means that we don't get caught up and entangled in what hasn't happened or what the enemy is doing. Listen, you got to soar up higher, because these are crucial times of transformation. God is trying to get you to the other side. God is trying to get you to conquer. God is trying to get you into a promised land. That means that whatever it is that God has put in your heart to do, you can do it. Do not allow a spirit of intimidation to rise bark at you and tell you and confuse you and tell you that you can't. Yes, you can. I'm here to tell you, yes, you can. That if God is for you, what can be against you? That if God has started a good work in you, then nothing can stop that good work. God will finish it until the very end. I know that you are not a people that will retreat. You are a people that will go forward. You will master this. You will overcome it. And you will get through it. So I'm telling you today, break every spirit of intimidation. I'm gonna pray for you, Father, in Jesus' name. Father, we break every spirit of intimidation. Every voice of the enemy that is barking. Every voice that tells them that they can't. Every voice that has spoken to them. God, the whispers of the night, God, in the darkness that say it's too hard, it's too difficult. That is trying to distract them, Father, from getting caught up and entangled in these affairs of the earth and the world. Father, today in Jesus' name. Father, that spirit is bound. We bind it today. We arrest it today. And we call it to retrieve today. And we order, God, a spirit of grace, God, to fall upon them. A grace to overcome. A grace of clarity. A grace, an overcoming kind of grace that calls you to push through any obstacle. Father, in Jesus' name, I bless them and I declare that they are more than conquerors. I prophesy over your people, God, that they are going to achieve everything that you have put inside of their heart, regardless of the task and regardless of how difficult it may seem. Father, we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Remember, every spirit of intimidation is only a bark. Do not get intimidated. Do not feel like it's impossible. Do not feel like you can't. The God that you serve, nothing is impossible to him. So keep pressing through. Keep changing. Keep transforming. No matter what the voices tell you, continue your transformation. Because on the other side of that transformation is your promise. On the other side of that transformation is the victory. On the other side of that transformation is everything that God has put inside of your heart. So keep pressing. Keep pushing. Do not give up. Do not listen to the voices of the enemy. Do not get distracted. Put your eyes on Jesus, the author and the finisher of your faith. I love you guys, and until next time.
Hope you enjoyed the podcast. If you would like more content, a link to all of our social media will be provided in the description. And as always, subscribe and hit the notification button to get new uploads. And be sure to like and share. Until next time.